Never have so many people used computers. And most of you right now will in fact be watching me on the internet. I just want to look at some of the spells, some of the words that we use which are associated with this tool. Are you hooked? Online? Are you? How long do you spend online? Are you in control of the amount of time that you spend there? Let's look at two of the words that you will use. The net and the web. The net and the web. Now, I think a lot of us would like to think that we are the fisherman or the spider going out for all the data that we want and the information that we want. And as long as you are in control, then, you know, you might well be right. You might not be hooked online then, as many of the other fish in the sea are. But I think for many people, they are not the fisherman and the spider. They are the fish and the fly trapped or stuck in the web, on the net, without knowing why or how. Computers are very interesting because as humans we've never had such a diverse tool at our behest. Screwdrivers and hammers are very specific. You cannot hammer a nail with a screwdriver and you cannot screw a screw with a hammer. So you only go for that tool when you want to do that job. But a computer, which is essentially a communications device because it did arise out of the telecommunications industry. So first we had telegraph, then we had the telephone, which were about audio signals, the telegraph being one way, the telephone being two-way audio, then we had the television, one-way visual, and now we have the computer and the internet, which is two-way audio visual. So for the first time, we've been able to put back into a telecommunications device, which is obviously why it's had such a great explosion of things like YouTube, of course. Now, what's happened for us with the computer, though, is that it is not like a spanner or a hammer. You can do lots of things with a computer beyond just making a phone call. You can obviously get involved in all sorts of audio, visual editing, word processing, blah, blah, blah. The thing is, though, when we switch it on, do you know why you're switching this tool on? Or do you switch it on and await to be stimulated? Do you await to be prompted? Do you just browse randomly, passing time, not realising you are hooked on the net? Just food for thought.